Escape pod ready.
No escape pod.
I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1783 in Annonay, France, the Montgolfier brothers demonstrated the first manned hot air balloon. Today also marks the birth of another remarkable flying machine as construction began on the Space Shuttle Enterprise in 1974.
It's called Enterprise, first of the Space Shuttle orbiters, the beginning of a new space transportation system. A craft that can carry up to 65,000 pounds into space and land back on Earth like an airplane.
Originally given the designation OV-99, this shuttle was destined to take on test flights in the Earth's atmosphere to determine the shuttle's viability as a glider. And though there were plans to refit it for space duty, NASA finally decided that it would be cheaper to build a new orbiter from scratch for that purpose. In 1996, the first flight of the European Ariane 5 rocket ended in an explosion above the launch pad.
Look. Week, set, cease, sign, quatre, trois, deux, unité, feu. Allumage. Décollage.
In 1983, the crash of the video game industry claimed another victim as North American Philips halted all development on the Odyssey 2 and Odyssey 3 video game systems at Magnavox. The Odyssey 3 command center, which was planned to be compatible with Odyssey 2 games, but would also have full computer capability, never made it to the market.
Dock the Odyssey command center modem into the expansion port. Add a telephone and data network subscription. And transform Command Center into a home computer terminal. Also planned for the Command Center system is a computer programming module that expands the uses of the standing keyboard to the expectations of tomorrow. Basic programming capability with optional mass storage packs for program and data retention.
Born on this day in 1936, actor Bruce Dern.
What about the forests? You don't think anyone should care about these forests? What's going to happen if these forests and all this incredible beauty is lost for all time?
It's been too long. People got other things to do now.
Actor James Callis, Baltar in the 21st century remake of Battlestar Galactica, was born today in 1971.
I gave the access codes to the Cylons. They wiped out most of humanity. Of course, I didn't know that's what I was doing at the time, exactly. What I did. And when I realized what I'd done, the magnitude, in that moment I was saved.
On this day in 1964, Raymond Scott released an LP of his first volume of Soothing Sounds for Baby, entirely electronic music using instruments he had invented, designed to lull newborns to sleep with dreamy, repetitive sounds. And in 2011, the doctor went to war.
Hello everyone! Guess who? Please! Point a gun at me if it helps you relax.
Go on.
Doctor, you will come with me right now.
3 minutes, 40 seconds.
Amelia Pond! Get your coat!
As Doctor Who's mid-season cliffhanger ramped up the search for Amy Pond and her daughter. You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history, and you can pick up the Logbook's original books and DVDs, along with hundreds of other titles, in the Logbook.com store. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Escape pod was written and produced by Earl Green.